Right, this is 10 Dozen Minutes of Holy Shit, It's June with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. Hi, Mr. Skullhead, I believe we still have Jake on the line.
Mm-hmm. Why are you surprised that it's June?
That's just kind of the way that this year has gone. I mean, every month it's just like, ah, goddammit, it's February already. Oh, holy shit, it's March. Oh, my God, it's May. Yeah. Holy shit, what happened? What happened to April? You know, that kind of thing.
I see.
So... yeah, I am kind of surprised that it's June. What's going on with you, sir?
Not much. It's been going through the Hobopolis to-do list. Getting there. I still think we're on track for probably a week from today release.
So the to-do list is actively getting shorter instead of longer, which is what usually happens when we look at the to-do list.
Yep. Yeah, it's that kind of to-do list now. Although I would say for every two items I finish, I add another one.
Mm-hmm.
But that is at least sustainable. If I keep doing that, it will eventually all go away.
Excellent. Yeah, let me know if you need anything from me.
Oh, I have been. Thank you for that last bit of writing.
Surely.
I think that's basically... it. The rest of it is just kind of coding and testing and drawing. But yeah, I'll let you know. I might need your help with some trick or treat stuff.
Mm.
Coming up with hobo themed candy. hobos. They're like Rolos.
Okay.
Yeah. What have you been up to?
Hey, what did I do this weekend? We just got back from Prince Caspian.
Oh, yeah?
Which was, it was 3/4 of a really good movie, actually. They did some things that I hadn't seen in a fantasy movie before and kind of got the tone right and everything. But I guess I'm just tired of giant sword fights.
Hmm.
And, you know, when you're tired of giant sword fights, you're tired of a lot of things. But after all 3 Lord of the Rings and the King Arthur movies, Braveheart, and the first Narnia, it's just like, all right, is there any other way to end a fantasy movie than by having a giant army come marching in, and there's the ragtag defending army, and you're close-up of a bunch of the faces of the bad guys, and close-up of the faces of a bunch of good guys, and then they all scream, and they run at each other with their swords, and then clang, clang, clang for half an hour. I don't know. I'm starting to find that kind of tiresome, which worries me, but...
I didn't see the first one, and I don't really care to.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a movie since Indiana Jones. I don't think... I expect that I will go see The Happenstances this Friday, probably.
Oh, is that coming out now?
Friday the 13th, I think, comes up.
Oh, Friday the 13th. No.
Had a little barbecue here this weekend. Played some Rock Band and drank some beer. Same thing we do every night. And, I'm trying to think. Basically just been working and, like, cleaning the house. Not particularly exciting to talk about.
I don't know. If you were wearing, like, a maid outfit or something, that would be interesting.
Yeah. I watched Maid, speaking of that. M-A-N-A-D-E. That was on the other night. I've been reading, and, yeah, nothing at all worth talking about on the radio.
I read my first Douglas Copeland book.
Oh, yeah? Which one was it?
Girlfriend in a Coma.
Hmm.
It was kind of good.
It was that one was kind of a big departure for him. It was when he switched from, like, slice of life to vaguely supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
There were no elements of the mystical in anything else that he'd ever written, really.
Yeah, and the only thing about it is I thought the whole thing is this is an obvious metaphor for the emptiness in our modern life, period.
Mm-hmm.
And then, hi, I'm Richard. I'm miserable and feel kind of empty because Life isn't what I thought it would be. Hi, I'm Karen. I just woke up from a coma, and I'm noticing that everybody seems to be feeling kind of empty. Hi, I'm Jared. I'm a ghost, and I've noticed that everyone's life feels kind of empty and without purpose. It's just kind of... The characters just kind of walk around saying, you know, we never did grow up, and we kind of feel empty, and it's almost like we don't have a purpose. And yeah, I think there might have been a more subtle way to do that.
Oh, hey, speaking of things which weren't really interesting enough to talk about, I did do something yesterday that I forgot about, and this ties into Douglas Copeland, too. So there's this guy who is he was like a friend of Pez Boy's sister's, right? But he's moved to Phoenix because he got a job working at ASU. And I went in with him on Sunday, and I looked at the tunneling electron microscopes that they have. So I got to see some little discs of spinel up really close.
Excellent.
But it was entertaining seeing how the machine worked. All kinds of crazy vacuum chambers and shit. But that guy, after grad school, had also been an editor for some publisher for a period of time, and he edited a Douglas Copeland book, and apparently he was just one of the biggest assholes that Joe, the guy, had ever met. Like, when the publisher or an editor wanted to change something, he would just, like, lie down on the floor and sort of kick and scream and demand that it not be changed.
Wow.
Okay. At this point, you should read Microsurfs. Microsurfs is a fantastic book. And you, listeners, you should all read Microsurfs also.
I will do so.
It was formative for me.
I think I'm going to have to actually buy some books. I keep going to the library thinking, oh, I'll get Microsurfs and The Diamond Age and Snow Crash and Neuromancer. And they have none of those books.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that you never did finish The Diamond Age. I would have recommended that over Snow Crash.
Yeah, I barely started The Diamond Age. Yeah. So it's not really The Diamond Age's fault. No, I mean, I remember reading the first chapter and being pretty interested in it, and then just, for some reason, never picking it up again. But I have no doubt that it's good.
That was one of the things I did this weekend, was finally kind of... I now got a shelf full of books that I haven't read yet that are available to me whenever I want to go outside to smoke or take a shit.
Right.
Now that I go outside to take a shit. Did you fall off of a cliff or something?
No, I tipped a beer over onto and into a picture frame.
Awesome.
So I'm trying to salvage the picture out the frame.
I am. I usually drink mine out of a glass or out of a bottle or can.
Yeah, this is roundly inefficient. As a way of drinking beer. As a way of ruining pictures, though, it's not bad.
What's it a picture of?
Me and my wife. So at least, I mean, we already know what we look like.
Yeah, I was going to say, you keep that there in case you forget what you look like.
Yeah, well, in case I forget what she looks like, because that could get embarrassing. Like, I swear, honey, I thought she was you.
I mean, I guess we can just start answering questions.
Oh, I should say that I have all of the entries for the calendar all printed out. So I need to either mail you the things that I've printed out or make little thumbnails of each of them and make them available to you guys somehow so you can see them and vote on them.
Well, just scanning them would probably be the... It's reasonable.
Well, they're already all electronic, but they're just giant files. So, you know, like, it wouldn't make sense for me to send you 60 12 meg pictures to look at.
Right. Sure.
So,
well,
the calendar proceeds apace, folks, and it's going to be cool.
Groovy. How many entries do we have for each month?
At least 3 and 4 and 5 and some.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's going very well.
I guess Riff is about done with the Choose Your Own Adventure, too. So that's cool.
Yeah, I'd be interested to read that.
Everything is early and on track.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, I know. There's a pile of stuff in the garage that's just ready to throw into the truck to go to Comic-Con.
Okay.
It makes me nervous. But I'm sure that I'll manage to throw a wrench in it, because I'm pretty sure that we need to just make a new Lego sign.
Right.
Rather than trying to repair that old one. So I'm sure I'll figure out some way to make that take more time than we have left.
Or make it so that it lights the rest of the stuff in the truck on fire.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm actually going to build that while I'm in San Diego, so.
Okay.
There's an art supply store, because it doesn't make any sense for me to buy a bunch of sheets of poster board and or of a foam core and transport all the raw materials there.
So yeah. Just
yeah. I don't have any ideas. Of course, I didn't have any ideas for the first one, and that didn't stop me from making a sign that people liked, so. Beckdog says, can we get Reefer Madness as some sort of effect? Sounds like fun. Perhaps if one day you're allowed to adventure in some sort of coral reef, you can get Reef Madness. Multilag says, why can enemies killed with those clown flowers still attack me? Zmobies? Dead people attacking? Or is it a bug? It's probably just the acid-squirting flower thing occurs in the code in some place that isn't being checked to see if the monster's dead.
Right.
Which is probably a... Wait, no. No.
The way in which the damage is read out.
Yeah, those only do damage when the monsters hit you. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking I've explained this 100 times. I'm just losing my mind. Dr. Van Mojo is asking if we could get trophy polish in the Bounty Hunter Shack for a small amount of lucre so that we can make our non-lucite trophies sparkle. If I was going to do that trophy polish thing, I think that I would probably sell it for a significant amount of meat in the trophy hut instead. because we had initially talked about that as a meat sink. Rickett says, Homopolis ETA, 2 weeks? 1 week, sir. 1 week.
Ho ho. Ha ha. He.
Emperor Norton II says, what's the name of your grandfather's book? It's actually my great-great-grandfather's book, and let me look this up on Amazon just to get the full title. An error occurred trying to process my request. I tried to go to Amazon the other day, and it was down. Amazon was down for like an hour.
I'm getting into it now.
Oh, yeah. I'm unable to search for anything now is the problem. Huh. Yeah, an error occurred when we tried to process your request. Rest assured, we're already working on the problem and expect to resolve it shortly.
I didn't get an error with a search query.
You didn't?
No. Maybe you're special.
That could be. This really isn't worth going to all this trouble for anyway, but I'm going to do it. Okay. Damn it. Now I can't view my order. And the title is so long that it's not showing up on the... I wonder if it's sending me to different servers than it is you because of where I am geographically or something. Yeah, it's a very long title. I'll figure it out.
What's it about?
It's autobiography and then a bunch of stuff about Jesus.
Huh.
Yeah. I'll have to show it to you. My dad had a copy of it from the original printing in like 1912, but I was always kind of afraid to take it for fear that I would fuck it up.
Sure.
So I finally found a copy because it had been reprinted a couple of times by like sort of small historical society presses, and I managed to get a copy of it. Yeah. I talked about it a little bit on the Thursday show. Very religious dude. He was a assistant army surgeon during the Civil War, so there's a lot of stories about people getting bits of them shot off. And then the evils of whiskey.
Huh.
I think I'm adopted.
Let's see, alcohol bad, Jesus good. Yeah, you're adopted.
Yeah. He was all anti-tobacco, too.
Well, I'm, today I'm a week into my not being a smoker.
Not smoking at all?
Nope.
I feel like you weren't smoking that much, were you? Or were you? Did you get back to smoking all the time?
Oh, yeah. I was at least 10 or 15 cigarettes a day, which is the most I've ever smoked.
Inside?
No, wasn't smoking inside, but I had nothing to do but go outside and smoke. So,
right.
Yeah, I read a book that seeks to kind of come at quitting smoking from a different angle, just kind of convincing you that you don't want to smoke instead of convincing you that you shouldn't smoke.
Right.
So,
what's the general thesis of that book?
That cigarettes do nothing for you. So it just goes through, like, you think that cigarettes relax you. Here's what they actually do. You think that cigarettes are good tasting. No, you really don't.
Yeah, Riff was talking about that, how cigarettes don't actually relax you. It's just that you're stressed out because your body was craving a cigarette and it relieves that stress, which, personally, I don't buy.
Well, I mean, that is the case. It's just...
But I think that it goes... It relaxes you more than the craving stressed you out. I don't know. There are some beneficial effects of nicotine, which is makes it a little difficult for me to take that.
Yeah, it struck me as I was reading it as a book that would probably work for me and wouldn't work for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Because I'm an asshole?
No, because I seem to have the ability to kind of allow myself to get sucked into something. Like...
Huh.
I don't know.
I do too, but it has to be something attached to your mom.
Oh. I can kind of adjust my expectations and convince myself of things. But, I don't know, it worked for 6 days.
Yeah.
It's like, I totally don't want to smoke, and then today it was just, I totally want to smoke. But that would be a bad idea. That would just kind of be getting back on the train, you know.
In the many times that I quit smoking, I always found that the second day was the hardest. Like, I could pretty easily suck it up and go a day without smoking, just to kind of, you know, demonstrate that it could be done. But then the second day, I was like, all right, so that was enough of that.
Yeah, no.
I've been smoking more cigars than I would like to.
Yeah, I noticed that, like, two or three of those things a day is plenty. Holy cow.
But, yeah, I don't know. Figure something out, I guess. I could just cut back.
Yeah, that always works just fine.
But I would look like such a fool at the social club. Sitting around the fire with my pith helmet on and no cigar. Nobody's going to take me seriously when I regale them with tales of my conquests in the jungle.
Yeah, and they'll keep going, you were close. Zortag wants a multi-use on Climate Coladas.
Climate Coladas are just a potion.
Right.
I believe... Let me check. That's one of those things that probably should already be coded for a multi-use. Let's see. You drink the Climate Colada item quantity. Yep. So that can just be marked. Let's see. Colad, he typed. Climate Colada. Multi-usable commit changes. All right. Zortag got what he wanted. Mr. Magnifico wrote in Dev, Diamond Age is yet another proof that Stevenson has absolutely no fucking idea how to end a book. And it's a pity, too, since the beginnings are so promising and the middles are generally pretty interesting. I don't know. I was pretty okay with the way that the Diamond Age ended. Not to provide any spoilers, but I think to a certain extent that the kind of books that I really like are the kind of books that are very difficult to end. Hmm. Right? Because how do you end something whose scope is a sweeping explanation of how the universe works and why everything happens?
Right.
You know, I mean, you can't, like, it's the sort of Stephen King problem, right? You can't end stories like that. I don't think.
Yeah, kind of. I think I've been aware recently reading books in that genre of the times where the author really just has to punt that they've started writing. Like, a subgenre of that, I think, is the book that just that starts out kind of weird and just gets weirder and weirder and weirder with these exponentially weirder, unexplained things happening to the main character. And at a certain point, you can tell the author just has to punt. Like, they had no idea how they were going to end the book. So, whether they do it gracefully or not, it's going to be obvious that they had to do some kind of reboot.
Mm.
It's kind of like the Hollow Chocolate Bunnies of the Apocalypse was like that, and was pretty successful. Robert Rankin. He's another one of those Douglas Adams, Terry Pratchett kind of dudes.
Mm.
But he just throws in another left field plot twist that fixes everything. But then in the next book that he wrote, he did the same thing, weirder and weirder and weirder, and then did something completely lame that spoiled the whole book. So it's dangerous territory.
Gleave says, please make auto attack pickpocket fail against mini bosses. If there are mini bosses that are not marked as bosses, then, well, unless that's hard coded somehow. Gleave, send me a bug report with a list of the bosses that it does not fail against that you feel like it should. And says, could you up the power of the acoustic and heavy metal thunder guitar since they now drop in a level 11 area? That's actually probably something that should get looked at.
We've and, upped our guitar's power. Now up yours. I don't know.
What?
Anytime somebody says, could you up the blah, blah, blah. We've upped our guitar's power. So up yours.
Since they drop in a level 11 area, so perhaps it would make sense for those guitars to go to 11.
To be like one louder.
I watched about 3 minutes of Spinal Tap the other day.
Is that all of Spinal Tap you've ever watched?
I've seen a couple minutes of it here and there. I've just never met. What I need to do is I need to DVR it so that I can just watch it at some point, because I would like to see it. It's weird seeing all those people so young.
Hmm.
Kimmy says, why are the party favors combat items, whereas the enchanted barbell, etc., are usables? Well, because every item in KOL has to be something, and the party favors are combat items, whereas the enchanted barbell, etc., are usable items.
Right. We've already discussed that you're eating the barbell, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Left says, hey, JNS or whoever, I was wondering, could you have a hypothetical set of skills that work like buffs with bloodletting that use up HP to cast? I think it would have some interesting impacts on game mechanics. Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting idea.
That's interesting, but HP is so much cheaper than MP.
Yeah.
You'd have to mess with that a little bit.
Having stuff that you could do in combat that used up your HP, I think, would be a little more interesting, because it is not that cheap to recover HP in a fight.
True.
Stuff that you can use to get HP back in a fight is a little scarcer. Although, you know, there's the massage oil or whatever. But you can only get so many of those. Gretko says, the grungy pirate needs a Kurt Cobain reference. I would be incredibly surprised if it didn't have at least three.
Yeah, it has a couple of Nirvana references, but not like a reference to it shooting itself in the head with a shotgun.
Yeah. He needs an easy friend. What's the bottle of shampoo and a bar of soap?
Oh,
I see. That's just a joke, not a reference.
Right.
Stone Temple Pilots. More Pearl Jam.
You know, I went and researched grunge for that. You know, went up and down the grunge entry in Wikipedia, because I was like, well, all I know about grunge is Stone Temple Pilots, Pearl Jam, and Nirvana. And I guess maybe Soundgarden. And after reading an entire Wikipedia article, I'm like, okay, all I took away from that was Pearl Jam, Stone Temple Pilots, Nirvana, and Soundgarden. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because rap rock took off after that. I don't actually know what came after grunge.
Rap rock.
I guess it was that adult alternative phase that was awesome.
I just like alternative, like Everclear and 311. And
well, I was talking more like, you know, all the sort of one-hit wonders.
Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray wasn't a one-hit wonder. They had at least
they
three
should
hits.
Have been.
I don't know. I saw that guy interviewed once, and he seemed pretty on the ball. He was like, you know, we don't have any illusions that when we play a show, anybody wants to hear anything other than our radio songs, you know, so we're not going to be those assholes who just, like, don't play them.
Right.
Which was like, yeah, okay.
I'm not saying that was a horrible song, but that was a definite one-hit wonder song.
But they,
and then they stuck around, and then they did it again with pretty much the same song.
Every morning there's a Halo song.
Right. Good old Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
That dude is now hosting some show on E! Or, like, on Eeyore. Yeah. Some celebrity interview show. Well, I was like on the E! Network or some other network, but yeah.
So, Eeyore?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Nova 921's just making stuff up. It says, how do you feel about They Might Be Giants being bought by Dunkin' Donuts?
I did see that commercial, though.
They're doing a commercial for Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, they did the theme song to a Dunkin' Donuts commercial. At least it sounded like it. I didn't actually ever look it up, but I was watching television the other day, and I was like, is that They Might Be Giants? Is that a Dunkin' Donuts commercial? Yes.
Did they appear wearing terrorist scarves and piss everybody off?
No. Did that have anything to do with Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, Rachel Ray was in the Dunkin' Donuts commercial with her little headscarf on. And apparently that means she's a terrorist, but a secret terrorist.
The band contributed 14... This is weird. The band contributed 14 original songs for the 2006 Dunkin' Donuts ad campaign, America Runs on Dunkin'.
Hmm.
In the aired advertisement, Flansburgh sings Fritalian along with his wife Robin Goldwasser. In a 2008 commercial, Moving is played. Huh. So, I guess that's old news.
I suppose. No, that doesn't bother me at all. Good for them. I just wish they would put out another album that's better than the Elves.
An actual They Might Be Giants album.
Yeah. Although we would have differing opinions on when the actual last They Might Be Giants album came out.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like Factory Showroom was definitely the last of a certain type of album.
I thought Factory Showroom was the first one where it sounded like they each made it a solo album and then they picked the best tracks.
Huh.
And then Minkland kind of felt like that, too. I thought The Spine sounded more like the album that should have come right after John Henry.
Yeah, I The Spine was one of those that I listened to once or twice and just never picked up again.
Yeah.
I mean, Stalk of Wheat is very much just Linnell. And then I tend to like the Linnell songs a lot more than I like the Flansburgh songs. Except the ones that you hate, which I like. It's weird. Like, I really like Cyclops Rock.
No, I like the version of Cyclops Rock that ended up on the album. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And I liked Hall of Heads, and you know, I was talking to you. Like,
you know, I just downloaded Hall of Heads because I realized that when I stole or borrowed a new copy of Apollo 18 from you, it didn't have Hall of Heads on it.
What?
So during this show, I just now downloaded Hall of Heads to complete my Apollo 18.
That's very strange.
True that.
Deus Mox Machina says, have you ever considered making an accessory that prevents poison? It would be useful in Menagerie 3 and the Black Forest. I know I'd use it. That's kind of a cool idea, especially if we start putting more stuff in more out-of-the-way locations that poisons you.
Should we be putting things in the way places that poison people?
I don't know. We did quite a bit of that. Oh, wait, you were making a joke.
Just to be effective as a gameplay element, you know.
We could put things in on the way locations that poison people. So like you'd get your hot dog from Circle K, but when you bit into it, instead of being a plump, delicious beef frank, it was actually a brown recluse.
Somebody going, give me a loan, I say.
Necrotify. Sorry. Would necrotize, and you'd never be able to taste anything again. Sweet. Disky says, hey, any chance that Adventure Again after using a drum machine could actually work if you have drum machines remaining? No, there are too many things that work like that to hard code exceptions for all of them. Ones that are actual zones where you can adventure, we tend to do, well, and ones that there's no reason for you to understand that they're any different than zones.
Right.
But when you use an item for an encounter, I don't think that, you know, I mean, should Adventure Again when you spend turns in the gym, spend more turns in the gym? Like, I don't really, you know, you're not technically adventuring, so you can't technically adventure again, I guess. Noah M says, why are there no KOL holidays on the 5th of any month? I don't know.
Because we like it like that?
Yeah.
Huh, I don't have See the Constellation either. What the fuck?
See the Constellation is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to Apollo 18 in a long time. I think I'm going to have to rock that later tonight.
And see, I had Apollo 18 and my copy got all scratched. So I, like, ripped a copy or burned a copy from you at some point and then ripped it back to my computer, but it had gotten scratched in the meantime, so I lost a couple of songs. I think it's just cursed.
Yeah. I mean, I just have it as MP3s, so if you need anything, it's probably illegal to send them to you, but we have a storied history with Apollo 18. You made me a cassette off of your original CD.
Right. Yeah. And I made my, here is the They Might Be Giants primer for you, and put songs on there that you absolutely hated. You're like, hey, just give me the guitar. What's that guitar song? I'm like, no, you'll really like You'll Miss Me and The Day. And
I like The Day.
Did you?
Yeah.
You've lied to me all these years.
I mean, I like it. Now, it could have been that some of them took a while for me to really understand the genius of. You have to remember that I had no experience with music, basically. I was like Weird Al and effectively nothing else.
And I was like, hey, for music options you can pick up from me, I've got the Wayne's World soundtrack, They Might Be Giants, and Christian rap.
A bunch of Christian rap, yeah.
And you chose wisely, I gotta say.
I did.
Mackerel asks if we've considered a Google Checkout payment option for donations.
I don't know anything about Google Checkout.
Because I know we're always looking for something that we can offer in addition to PayPal. Might be worth checking.
Yeah, if it meant that we could get rid of the Amazon thing, although apparently there's some updated Amazon thing, and apparently there's some new way of handling stuff like that through PayPal that I really need to set up Zeno with a sandbox account on the PayPal account so that he can try that out. Mm-hmm. It's sort of much more reliable. We could probably dramatically cut down the amount of shit that Zly has to deal with manually if we were to do that. Nothing like making paying taxes more complicated, too. Yeah, I'll have to look at how Google Checkout works. I mean, PayPal basically works fine, right? They provide us with really good reports. They allow us to spend the money, you know, as opposed to doing a bunch of account disbursements all the time or whatever, like Amazon does. And, yeah. Anyway, I'll look at it. Putineska says, why can't the Junkyard Adventure Again links just include the sub-snarf flat? They do, but some code that I changed to prevent this one particular exploit prevented proper use of the Adventure Again link. I'm pretty sure that I've figured out how to fix that. And so one of these days this week when my head is spinning from too much Hobopolis, I will take a little break to fix the Junkyard. But for now, you just have to go back and click on the zone to adventure there. That's what's going to happen. And sorry about that. But I don't want to just band-aid it, because band-aiding it over and over again is what got us in a crazy fucked up mess it's in now. So. Drizzle says, I was just thinking about the charm bracelets. Why not make it so one can put as many charms as one wanted on their bracelet, like a real charm bracelet, but give every charm some pretty significant downside, so if somebody had all the charms on their bracelet, there would be minimal net gain. The problem with that is that we would have to make a new version of the item that was every possible combination of charms.
Right.
And that would suck.
Maybe if someday we do that dynamically creatable pizza thing, we can reuse that code to make dynamically creatable charm bracelets.
Well, the thing about the dynamically creatable pizza thing is that it doesn't actually create an item. It just eat the pizza right out of the oven. So all it has to do is, you know, just, you know, there'd be some messages about what's on the pizza, and then you get, you know, a certain amount of stats and a certain amount of adventures or whatever. But
so you make this charm bracelet that's automatically equipped to one of your accessory slots, and when you take it off, it breaks back into its components.
Yeah. It could be, because it could just store as a flat, and you won't be able to equip one. It's something that might be, I sincerely doubt if this will ever happen, but they're like, the idea of, like Hogulus was talking about, for a way that if we ever wanted to do ammunition for ranged weapons, we could just make it so having a ranged weapon equipped unlocks another equipment slot that is ammo, making it so equipping a charm bracelet gave you 3 charm equipment slots.
Right.
You know, but that's probably not going to happen. Black Sandy says, please can we have a zone which only has venomous mammals as monsters? Because, as Riff said, platypuses are fucking insane. Thanks.
I think we firmly established that I don't know how to spell venomous.
Oh, yeah?
So, well, I fixed those a while ago. It had never occurred to me that, you know, knowing how to spell venom, you would think I would know how to spell venomous, but that wasn't the case.
I went back just today and corrected a misspelling of minuscule in some really old code. I still think that I would just write that wrong every time I did it. Because it's not mini, it's minus.
Is it? Yeah. I guess I would be spelling that wrong then.
Minuscule. And there was a Mr. Store item that the name of it was misspelled. Unless it's one of those things where it can be spelled.
That's what?
Let's see. GigaShadow555 says, why isn't the possibility giant a question mark with a beard? It has a beard. It's on the dot. You just can't see it.
You also don't know if it is a giant or not, so sometimes it looks like it has a beard, sometimes it doesn't.
It's got a Schrodinger's beard.
Yep.
Skullboy says, hey, Jick and or Scully, I think there's a bug with the corpse drink and the divine flute. When I use a drink from the drop-down menu, it registers as a normal drink, and I don't get my flute bonus, but I was using Mafia, so it could just be me. Now, because of some stuff that I had Xeno code up for Hobopolis drops, he changed the way divine champagne flutes worked, and then accidentally pushed out, like, one of the 3 scripts that needed to be pushed out in order to make that change go live. So, it was only broken for the period of time in between inventory getting pushed out and Inv booze getting pushed out. But it was a real bug. Didn't have anything to do with Mafia. But the idea that you understand that using Mafia means that your bug reports are potentially spurious means that you are more on the ball than a lot of people who send bug reports in. Grethko says, I'd like an indicator for what percentage you have used your familiar during a run during that run. Appear next to the familiar's names in your terrarium. There was some reason that I didn't do that, and I don't know if it was because it requires some additional database hits that I don't really want to do. But for some reason, I feel like if you asked me why I didn't do it, I would say because it's actually impossible to calculate at any given point during the run, but it doesn't make any sense that it would be like that. So I don't know why I feel that way. Armax says, can we get a use multiple multiple for using multiple items multiple times, e.g. making 5 sets of bandages from mummy wrappings? No. That would be...
That would be silly.
Enemy Lasagna says, will there ever be some Grim Fandango references in El Dia de los Muertos Borrachos? Maybe you fight a dead salesman? I don't know. I've never actually played through Grim Fandango.
Nor have I.
It is one of those, and normally with LucasArts games, this isn't quite so bad, but it's just, I felt that a lot of the puzzles just had that sort of crazy dream logic that Old Man Murray wrote about, you know, like it. Yeah. I just had to check walkthroughs too many times, and I just quit playing.
Yeah, that's... Although I kind of... Playing a game like that, I just kind of resign myself to looking at a walkthrough if I want to play it at all.
Yeah.
I do enjoy, like, I guess playing a game like that, which is more getting the story of a game like that by looking at the walkthrough.
Yeah. You can just read the entire walkthrough.
Yeah, but I think as early as Loom, I was asking you for... hints on how to get through it.
Yeah. I actually managed to beat... Loom is like the only adventure game that I ever managed to beat without any spoilers.
Huh.
And I think I attribute that mostly to Loom being pretty easy. As far as adventure games go, it just did nothing but play that game for like 3 days. And yeah. That's still just one of my favorite games. I still play through it every couple of years. Like Vincent Vega goes to Amsterdam to decompress every once in a while, you know?
Can you play Loom? That's beautiful.
You know what they call Loom in France?
Go for it.
Loom.
Yeah.
A deadhead says, why is the info store still off limits? Is it where you keep all the minimally priced Mr. A's, which you are too lazy to generate by clicking twice?
Yeah,
Xenophobe store is full of 50 meat Mr. Accessories. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, since it gives less than one adventure per fullness, cottage cheese is the worst food in the game. Worse than fortune cookies, which are always available to everyone for a low price and also come with a handy hint. Is this an oversight, or is this just because you guys hate cottage cheese? I personally love cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you got problems.
I throw away milk when it looks like that.
So size 2, quality 1. It really shouldn't. It should give you exactly one adventure per fullness. I don't know where... I feel like something is wrong if it is actually averaging less than one adventure per fullness. Because the code here says you get from 2 to 2 adventures for eating it, and it's 2 fullness. So, maybe people don't know what the fullness is. And I just spoiled it.
O-N-G.
Grethko says, shouldn't an Oasis monster be the Oasis monster? No, there's more than one of them.
Yeah, it's just one of the many Oasis monsters out there.
Sorry, I lost myself. For a minute there. I lost myself. Food Seeker says, Thursday you talked about difficulties in hardcore perming Hobopolis skills. We won't just be able to finish a hardcore run, break the prism, then run Hobopolis and descend and perm. Yeah, you will. I was totally wrong in my thinking that would be difficult. I kind of always forget about the post-King part of hardcore runs, because that was... All of that was added sort of later. It wasn't in the kind of... It wasn't in the original Ascension design, which is what I had in my head for so long that it just retroactively... wipes out everything. I guess it's not really retroactive. It's the opposite of retroactive. It's old information that keeps replacing new information. Gringo says, hey, I just wanted to ask if you could ask Jake about this idea I had. A counterpart to the Ninja Pirate Zombie Robot, the Samurai Viking Skeleton Dinosaur.
What's the question?
Yeah. What about this idea I had? That's funny.
Yeah, a dinosaur skeleton with a helmet with horns on it that has a top knot sticking out of it, carrying an axe and a katana.
What's the deal with, what is the deal with samurai armor? Is armor made out of, like, bamboo or something?
Quite possibly.
I have this, or it's like some sort of male armor made out of, like, butter knives or something. You know what I mean, though? They've got, like, there's something strange looking about sort of samurai armor that you see.
Yeah. Yeah, looking at it, it kind of looks like a, like it's made out of wicker. Wicker.
Wicker. Let's see, another report of the divine champagne flutes not working. It's weird that everybody noticed that with Dia de los Muertos Borrachos drinks. Hoshinokabe says, while many familiars attack, very few of them deal multiple types of damage. Of those few, only one deals multiple types of elemental damage, the Gillilantern. Any plans for more? You know, we don't tend to add new combat familiars because that ground is pretty well tread. And so, you know, we sort of picked when damage got divided up. I just sort of went through and chose damage thematically, and it just kind of didn't work out that way. I really expected, I expected it to be more varied than it was, but, I don't know. I mean, you know, that could be the interesting feature of some new combat familiar, you know, that it does some prismatic damage or whatever. Prismatic.
For the people.
Dr. Van Mojo says, maulsters that are full of min-price junk that will not sell and has not sold are a menace. Would it be possible to change minimum maul price for items to auto-sell instead of 2x auto-sell and make it so that during a long rollover every once in a while NPCs buy the auto-sell priced items that have sat in the mall for, say, a couple of months? This would definitely help keep a lot of the junk out of the mall, but I don't know how feasible it is. Your thoughts? Now, I still don't want stuff in the mall less than it would be sold in an NPC store. That's just... Yeah. It's one of those things that I'm going to be cantankerous about.
I mean, the mall doesn't really suffer for being too big, does it?
Well, I think it suffers aesthetically.
Right.
Certainly. I don't think it's... How do you notice that, though? Well, by going into people's stores.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Okay. Strong Bad Fanny X says, Jake, my apologies for Enemy Lasagna's obsessive dislike of emos being confused for goths. While working on Soul Raider, he constantly told me to make sure the goth class description didn't misclassify the class as an emo. Well,
I think goth music was a lot more tolerable than emo music, at least in my opinion.
I don't really know how to... Like, I always sort of saw emo as a subcategory of punk, but it kind of... Emo, when it was first described to me, didn't have a look associated with it. It was just more of a behavior.
Right. Well, also the earliest practitioners of the music were people who were doing kind of hardcore screaming, rather than just sounding like they were about to cry at any moment. But somewhere along the line, it got to be that kind of hair parted on the side, kind of falling into your face, eyeliner, and crying. So much crying.
Yeah. And then Strugman Fenny X says, do you think you guys will go buy a copy of the 4th edition D&D and play a game, or are you not interested in the new edition? I'm actually pretty excited about the new edition. I'm going to try and convince the guys at the office to play. But I ordered the box set because it was cheap on Amazon. And I was just tracking it today. It showed up in Phoenix at like 2 this afternoon, so it will probably be delivered to my house tomorrow. And then I will have something new to read on the toilet for the next few months.
You know, I don't think I've ever played a single game of D&D.
I like a lot of the new rules. MMOs ripped off D&D to a huge extent, and now the time has come for the pendulum to swing in the other direction. So, everything that computer role playing games learned about allowing people to have fun hitting stuff with swords and casting fireballs at stuff, D&D is kind of reabsorbed. But yeah. we're going to scope out Gen Con this year to see if maybe that's something that would be worth exhibiting at, because I have a feeling it's pretty cheap. And if we could get the Comic Con rig even more streamlined into a way that was pretty easy to transport, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I mean, it would suck for those couple of weeks because it's always right after Comic Con. But yeah, I'm hoping to play some D&D with some nerd strangers when I'm at Gen Con. I always feel completely, and it's weird. I think a lot of it is owing to the overall level of social awkwardness. But I always feel like out of place, and like I'm not actually entitled to play anything when I'm at a convention. Somehow, I need to find a group of people with whom I can whip my KOL cred out. Like, hey, can I play D&D with you guys? And then instead of being like, "Who are you, faggot? Get lost." They'll be like, "Why, sure, Jake. You can be a level 900 awesome, sir."
So I went to go to the the Convergence panel for KOL that I feel like I should be present at, being in Minneapolis and all. It's at 11 o'clock on a Thursday night.
Huh.
Which is a very strange time. And, you know, frequently these days I will be asleep before 11 o'clock, which is sad, I know. But, I don't know. I should make it over there. It seems like the right thing to do. But Thursday, July 3rd, at 11 p.m., meet Mr. Skullhead.
Okay, so the full title of my great-grandfather's book, or my great-great-grandfather's book, Life and Works of F.F. Johnson, M.D., Stonefort, Illinois, USA, being an autobiography of the author, his life, and achievements in the medical profession and in the pulpit.
Hmm.
So, clearly, the soul of wit was in my line from a very early time.
You could use almost the same title for your autobiography.
I could.
And then it would be really, really short. I mean, you barely have to do anything.
I have very few very few achievements in either the medical profession or the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
Fineldar says, "Jick, what was that pretentious video game blog you read, or at least did read, with people like Bartle contributing, that had that story about how the girl was raped in Second Life, or more correctly, equipped her genitalia, walked away from the computer, a man walked by, equipped his genitalia, docked his genitals with hers, and went off again? I want to read that blog, not just for the hot internet rape." Although he said rap, and then lol in parentheses, so I don't know. The blog is called Terra Nova. It's like terranova.blogs.com, I think. I took it off my Google RSS feed thing that I look at, because it just, the posts got to be more and more wankily academic and of less interest to me, so.
I can see how
whenever something interesting pops up on Terra Nova, it is invariably referenced on one of the other handful of blogs that I read.
It really seems like the discussion on that topic would piss me off from day one, post one. As soon as they said somebody got raped on Second Life while they were away from their computer.
Yeah. Vush says, "You guys should really change the expression on the irate mariachi. He looks more down in the dumps than irate." Let's look at him. Oh, wow. I searched for irate and all the pirates came up. Irate mariachi. Yeah, he does look pretty sad, I guess. I should give him some downturned eyebrows. Ah, damn it. I don't know what it is about my internet here, but SSH sessions just won't stay open. I will frequently be woken up by the ding of the error message popping up on PuTTY as I'm trying to drift off into slumberland, secure in the knowledge that my SSH connection will still be there for me in the morning without me having to log in again. But no, the world bends me over and fucks me again.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps.
That's awesome. When you find a stranger in the Alps. You want to take a music break?
Yeah, I suppose we ought to do that. So we'll be back in about 13 minutes.
Nothing on the track. I represent New York. I got it on my back. Say that we lost it, so I'ma bring it back. I love the dirty, dirty, cause show me love. The ladies start to bounce as soon as I hit the club. But in the Midwest, they love to take it slow. So when I hit the H, I watch them get it on the floor. And if you need it icy, I take it to the Bay. Bristol to Sac Town, they do it every day. Compton to Hollywood, as soon as I hit LA. I'm in that Lolo, I do what the Cali way. And when I hit the shy, people say that I'm fly. They love the way I dress, they like my they lie, I move crowd from side to side. They ask me how I do it, and simply I reply. Me on the block every other day, another drop. 16 bars, 24 pop, 44 songs. Give me what you got. I'm in the drop of cars, fresh up off the lot. I'm gonna shut my door down just so I can stop. If you need a I could get it. Tell me what you need, you know I get them by the flock. I call my homie Black, meet me on the Ave. I hit Wash Heights with the money in the bag. We in the big tennis and my pimpin' never drag. Find me with different women that you never had. For those who say they know me, know I'm focused on my cream. Play, you come between, you better focus on the I keep it so clean, the way you see me lean. And when I say I'm hot, my this is what I mean. They love the way you're tall, hanging from the neck, and compliments to all, compliments to ear, then comes the gear. So when I hit the room, the shorty stops and stare. Start to hate, rearrange their face, but little do they know I keep them things by weight. God, I reply, nobody got to send us a little room, cause I got the we'll be right back. back to you. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. When the city sweeps and I'm the only one to walk out the
And we're back. We're back.
Hey, sorry.
We're totally back.
I was here. I was just working.
Right. I was reading Wikipedia.
What were you reading?
Working. I was trying to remember the plots of the various Narnia books because Jess was asking me about them, and I realized I could barely remember any of them. Yeah, it's weird talking about Narnia books, like how I would describe them to somebody who hadn't read them. It's just like Lord of the Rings, but more for kids and with more God, I guess.
Right.
And I don't know, did you ever read the Black Cauldron books?
I didn't.
Because those are, I would say those are of slightly higher caliber. Unless you're into God. Which case, I mean, the Narnia books are okay. There's just, you know, no reason to read them now if you haven't read them before. Let's see.
Okay, sorry. It's a bad idea to try to finish what I was doing. I'll just.
Chopped Liver says, "What's the deal with tickets to KOL Con 5? As soon as we have nailed down how much they should cost and everything, we'll put them in the store. And you can buy them."
Yeah, I hadn't actually talked to Zly about that. I was assuming that we would probably do it after... they'd go in the store after we get back from Comic-Con, because she's not going to want to be dealing with putting the packets together in the middle of dealing with Comic-Con stuff, I don't think. And, I mean, how far ahead of time do you need to sell tickets to something like that, too?
Right. Oh, well, and then I have some news about the con that will thrill your soul.
What's that?
To the very depths of your soul. somebody was tossing around the idea of doing a Rocky Horror Picture Show with a live cast on Thursday night before con. And I was like, yeah, well, sure, dude, go for it. Yeah, I'll totally play Frankenfurter if you can figure that out, haha. And he totally figured it out.
Huh.
So that's going to be happening.
Like they booked a movie theater?
Yeah, he booked a theater and just figured out all the technical stuff. And
wow.
That's actually going to go on.
I'll go to that.
Really?
Yeah, I the one time that I had anything resembling a marginally positive experience with Rocky Horror is when I saw it in a theater.
Well, you're going to see it with me walking around in lingerie in a theater, though.
Yeah, whatever, that's nothing I haven't seen before. Like mother, like son.
My mom walks around in lingerie in a theater?
Yeah. It's a different kind of theater, though.
Oh, shit, I walked into that.
yeah, huh. All right. I'm not going to be in the show, but I'll carry a newspaper and a squirt gun or whatever.
Excellent.
I don't know what you're supposed to do. Isn't there a time where you throw toast?
Yeah, and then there's a rice tossing and a lighter flicking. And a, although usually now they say no fire, no water.
Huh.
No.
There's no salad tossing part? I guess the entire movie is kind of a giant salad toss.
No earth and no wind. Jess is going to play Janet.
Huh.
It should be entertaining.
Damn it. who's going to be the main?
Let me see. Let me look at the forum thread. Has the entire cast in it. Riki Kiki Taco is Colombia. And I'm excited about Lilac as Riff Raff, which should be groovy. And let's see. Brad is Thaddeus Mutton. I don't really know. Eddie is KMD. Magenta is Beware My Brain. Dr. Scott is Grok the Mad. Pycus is going to be Rocky. And various other folks participating.
That's cool. What theater did they get?
The Chandler Cinemas in 2140 North Arizona Avenue in Chandler, which I have no idea where that is.
Huh. Arizona, it's fairly close to the office, honestly. Arizona Avenue is what, like, Stapley or something turns into, I think. It's something like that. Anyway. Bob the Joker is talking about a bug with pickpocket as auto attack in bird form, and yeah, I need to have Zeno look at that. The auto attack code is all him, and the bird form code is all him. So I will post this into a wiki item for him right now, so that I don't forget. I have a lot of friggin' tabs open.
Excuse me.
I was trying to sing a song to make it seem like I wasn't wasting a bunch of time on the radio.
And yet.
Bug with pickpocket auto attack / bird form. Zernerfurb. Okay. So that should get fixed shortly. At like midnight last night, I posted a request for a change to the item spindler, and then, like, I didn't even know that Xenophobe was logged on, and, like, 2 minutes later, I got a notification that it was done. I was like, awesome.
It's, like, 5 miles away from the office.
Oh, is it?
Arizona's country club.
That's not too bad, though. It could be a lot worse. It could have been, you know, in Fountain Hills or something.
Yeah.
Although, I would imagine the people who live in Fountain Hills probably don't let that sort of thing happen in their neighborhood.
They only let like Warner and 87.
Ah, I see.
I'm surprised. I thought then I actually brought that up just so that you could be like, God, yeah, every year you find a way to make Con more gay.
I mean, you know, nothing sucks when it's filled with KOL people, though. You know?
Sure.
I mean, it's not...
And we'll be doing this instead of karaoke, so.
Yeah, see? There you go. let's see. Ashlyn says, you've noted that there will be detailed logs on a Hobopolis run. Will clan leaders have access to that, perhaps to decide who gets to use what reward? Also, will we get any specifics a day or two before the opening so clans can be sure they have stuff ready? I'm fairly excited about this and can't wait. Plus, new trophies are always a good thing. Yeah, the detailed logs, as it stands now, are available to everyone. And anybody who, at this point, and I don't know if this is going to change or not before it rolls out, but there is not a permission that actually allows people into the dungeon. Everyone can go in. There is a permission that allows people to manage the dungeon, but... Basically, anyone who can get into the basement can read the logs for any in-progress dungeon run. That's one of the last things on the to-do list, is me actually writing a sort of log file to English translator. And it will store detailed logs in... It'll give you logs out of the logging table, and then when you close up a dungeon, it will generate a text version of those logs to store in perpetuity. You'll be able to look at your entire run history and compare, you know, total time spent doing X and Y over time, if you want, and that kind of thing. You're not really going to need any specifics. I mean, you know, what I would suggest is be at least level 15, try and have a clan with people of every class in it. Because we've sort of actively tried to make that kind of diversity important, and you know, you'll see how much it costs, and then you'll know how much it costs. I mean, it's not going to be a particular sticker shock. The the speculation in the forums pretty much dead on. Let's see. Landstuhl says, "Yo, Jake and Crew, I was at the store today and I saw a handheld Guitar Hero game. It had 5 frets but no strum bar, 10 songs, and 3 levels of difficulty." Huh.
The one for the DS that's coming out looks like a joke.
Yeah. That commercial's pretty funny. That movie thing they made about it. I actually like that advertisement a lot, but the game seems like it's going to suck.
Yeah, especially because you couldn't possibly play it the way that they're playing it in the commercial.
Why's that? Just
kind of waving it around and whatnot. It's like they don't have to look at the screen to see which buttons they should be hitting, and they're going to have to. So, I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny.
Dingo Dude says, going to be chatting at MIRC as well. No. There is no official KOL IRC. I don't know if there's a place that people tend to hang out. Dr. Rizin says, he didn't actually say that, no. This house makes me afraid every time I feel something unexpected, that it's like 500 scorpions leaping on me. But it turns out it was just the other earphone on my headset falling into one of my love handles. Because every shirt is a midriff shirt when you're me sitting down. Let's see. Surflax said, "Shouldn't the mushroom fermenting solution work on other types of mushrooms, like the astral mushroom or the funky dried mushroom?" No, because we need the freedom to add more mushrooms to the game without having to add more mushroom wines. Astral mushroom wine would be super trippy, man.
Dude.
Dr. Risen says, "Why are the bone rattle and the tambourine not weapons?" They probably should be, realistically, now. The Nice One says, "What do you think of allowing us to purchase more than one display case, price doubling each time? The ability to only have many shelves just makes them cluttered now." Or to only have so many shelves, probably. Just makes them cluttered now, in my humble opinion. I think that the number of shelves that you can have is pretty reasonable at this point. I mean, you know, you have to ask if anybody is really getting anything out of your display case that has 1,500 different items in it, you know? Yeah. Specialization is interesting. Casey Wiederman says, "Any plans to make Myst classes more competitive against the Naughty Sorceress? The current strategies seem to be limited to boosting Moxie to silly levels, having off-class skills, and dying a lot." Yeah, I mean, one of the things that, one of the little bite-sized projects that I'm looking forward to not even diving into, but wading around in, after Hobopolis rolls out, is some more chef staves, and I was actually looking at that stuff today, and it is a lot easier than I had worked it up in my head to add new chef staves to the game. So, some chef staves that you can make as a Postomancer natively, even a hardcore run, will go a ways towards making that happen, and I don't know. I mean, I kind of think that it's okay if the way that a sorcerer has to beat the Naughty Sorceress is to potion up and fight her as though he were some sort of hybrid of a muscle class and a moxie class. Because that's kind of a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde mad alchemist aspect. Hobgob says, "You can get 2 clockwork keys off of 1 gnome? Sweet." I think there might be 1 gnome that has 2 separate key drops to even out the overall drop rate to some extent.
It's sad to see that Rift didn't have room to put in another chapter of Lars and Helga.
Ow. We gotta shorten something.
That's a shame.
To get that in there.
They popped up in the basement and
the cockroach maze.
So now I feel like they're decently represented.
You think?
Yeah. I keep thinking like I should just write that entire book.
And right.
But I fear that it would end up being like one of those something awful articles that I just never read. Isn't it funny that we came up with a bunch of random bullshit and put it down in semblance of a narrative?
Oh. That's what we do for a living, man.
No, not quite that random.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that pop culture references and puns are funny. They think that just saying words are funny. Yeah, not necessarily. That's,
I see. Let's see. I have to log into another goddamn SSH session because it's always like, ding, you're not connected anymore. Instead of fries are done, which is what I was hoping for. So, Zom Goober Clubber says, on the consume text for absinthe, Distant Woods isn't capitalized. So let's fix that. I edit the source file, and I search for, excuse me. Aha! That is, in fact, true. Distant Woods. Shit. I just tried to push the, sue script, rather than the use script.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, there is no sue script. Life wouldn't be easy for that script, on account of it being a boy. Also, when checking out a character pane from the PvP screen, would it be possible to go back to the fight screen via a link, or maybe just have that person's name already selected to attack? Huh. I think that there is some code in the profile page that is already... it's already keeping track of where you came into the profile from, so it probably wouldn't be that big of a deal to add that. As far as having that person's name already selected to attack, when you're looking at a character pane from the PvP screen, you should have a fight this person link that will make their name already selected to attack. So, okay, that's... Chicky says, how about a little love for the gallery? Moxie classes get the ass awesome ballroom. How about antique arms and armor pulverizing into twinkly powder? Twinkly powder, more. Yeah, I don't know. The gallery eventually, you know, I overdid it a little bit on the morphing because the gallery was the only place anybody ever wanted to go.
And that hurt our feelings.
Yeah. To Rattlesnake says, can you give the ability to use item of the month familiars in Bad Moon? I really hate to interrupt my run to get a llama. Some mechanic to make them unusable until high keybot time. And then he says, meant loop, not run. Important to the meaning. I mean, that sucks for people, but really, I don't think that I'm going to do that. If you're involved enough in the game that you're doing a Bad Moon loop and, you know, sending questions into the radio, I think it is pretty likely that there is probably someone else that you trust that you could, you know, get them to get a llama and give it to you in exchange for Mr. A after you're done with the runs. Right? Like, it's just... You know, or take a break. I know it's a pain in the ass, and I know that this would be completely obviated by a perma unlock Bad Moon option, but it's, you know, now that Jun Tenki or whatever suggested that idea that I very much like as the perma unlock thing, it probably won't take that long to get it done because it's not actually that much work. It's just recognizing. Were you listening to that show?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Basically, writing a black cat familiar that worked like an OAF, but just, you know, was constantly giving you horrible luck and taking away item drops and stuff, and the way that you perma-unlock Bad Moon is by doing a 100% black cat Bad Moon run.
That's kind of a cool idea.
So, I mean, it'd just be a terrible run, but right. But then you'd be able to get in there all the time. I like that idea. Just making it so there's some place that you can go to choose to adopt that cat.
Right.
In Bad Moon. Yeah, it could even be a familiar that you could keep with you outside of Bad Moon, now that I really think about it, because it's not going to It's not going to hurt anything. Another OAF.
You could just have a couple of adventures wherein you encounter the cat, and you can kill it various ways in each adventure, but it keeps coming back the very next day.
That, yeah, you have to kill it 9 times, and then you get it as a familiar.
Or 8 times, and since it only has 1 life left, it decides to quit fucking with you and work with you.
Let's see. Legalese says legalese. Really legalese, but I'm so used to reading variants of Legolas. Instead of jumping through the gash to ascend, could we instead get into a plane at the top of the tower and fly it into a second adjacent tower to send ourselves to the afterlife? Yeah, and then instead of afterlife owls, you'll just have 60 virgins or crystal grapes.
Right. Or Virginians.
I don't know. Would you rather have sex with a virgin or a crystal grape?
I would rather drink a crystal Pepsi in the afterlife.
Are there any celebrities named Crystal?
Crystal Gale.
I was actually just thinking of Linda Ronstadt. When I think about Crystal Gale, I think about Linda Ronstadt, for whatever reason. And then Drunken Frog said, why is there no pony familiar? And that reminded me of the Stone Ponies, which were Linda Ronstadt's backup band. Yeah. Weird little Linda Ronstadt. What do you call that?
Blue Bayou recursion. Degrees of Linda Ronstadt. Linda Ronstadt was in the Pirates of Penzance with Kevin Kline, who was in and out with Ethan Hawke, who was in something or other with Kevin Bacon. Word.
Ethan Hawke was in something. Yep, Snarf the Saucy Scent, Crystal Gale. Oh, right, yeah. Mr. Mag points out that you can't potion up to fight the Naughty Sorceress, and I'm retarded.
Right.
I have no idea.
That sounded perfectly reasonable when you said it.
Yeah, no. I'm sure we have plenty of other people sending that in, too. Okay, well, maybe I need to make it so sorcerers can make some bombs.
I mean, the problem is that... I don't know, I still think that maybe her skill blocking is set a little too high.
Yeah, it's possible.
Because if you're a mist class and you want to play like a mist class, it is hard to do that.
Miss Decempra says, when is the Nemesis quest going to be finished? Ask Riff, dude. Ask Riff. The Last Sushi Inferno says, holy shit, it's June!
It really does surprise me.
Istanbul says, near the end of Prince Caspian, when God eats the bridge, did you think Om Nom Nom too?
A little bit. A little bit. But, so people have made a lot of noise about what the fuck happens at the end of Prince Caspian, which made a lot more sense in the book, that the naiads and the dryads and the river gods have all gone to sleep since Aslan's been away for so long. And Aslan wakes up the naiads and the dryads and the river god, and the river god is what comes out of the water and eats the bridge. But, that seemed kind of obvious to me, because he had woken up some trees earlier, and they had gone all Fangorn Forest on the invading army, and...
They hadn't gone all Rhea?
No, fortunately.
Zom Goober Clubber also wrote, GTA 4 is the best game ever, just because you can set people on fire by hitting their car when they're smoking a cigarette. Debate! I'm not going to play GTA 4 until it's out on the PC. I think that I'm past the point at which I would have decided to. Well, first of all, I definitely wouldn't have gotten it. My plan was to try and avoid buying it on the 360, but it's not even out for the 360. So, I'm not buying a PS3.
There's one at the office.
Yeah, that's true. There's a copy of GTA 4 at the office, too, but I don't want to get into something that I'm going to want to play for hours and hours and hours at the office, you know?
Hmm. I suppose so.
Listen, I don't normally feel like this. I normally am one of those, like, impatient only children kids that hates watching other people play video games. But it was pretty fun watching Zeno play it. I feel like the driving would really frustrate me. The driving is, it seems like it's far more realistic and far more difficult.
Hmm.
And I'm terrible. I'm terrible at driving games. Gacknar says, Microsoft went from touchingly poignant to amusingly ironic after the dot-com bust. Yeah, but, you know, we lived in a world full of hope back then. Oh, MME says, Scully, what is the name of the book about quitting smoking? What is the name of the book about quitting smoking?
It's like The Easy Way to Quit Smoking by Dr. Alan Carr. Easy
Wait,
way.
Wait, you have to buy somebody a car? That doesn't sound easy at all.
That's so funny, I forgot to have a snappy comeback for it.
Okay. Chicky says, smokers use cigarettes to self-medicate for depression. Smokers use cigarettes to self-medicate for all kinds of things.
Hunger.
Self-medicate for anxiety, for hunger, for... Cigarettes are a fucking panacea. I've said it before, and I'll say it again.
Well...
It's really a shame that they're so bad for you, because they're just awesome.
No, I do believe that cigarettes only solve the problems that they create. I do actually believe that. It's just... The further I get from having one, the more I forget that that's true. It's just like, the reason why I'm freaking out right now is not because I stopped smoking cigarettes. It's because I started smoking cigarettes and then I stopped.
Well, sure. I'm not that I'm trying to undermine your thoughts about this. But I mean, I was never able to quit smoking by convincing myself that there was something wrong with smoking cigarettes. You know, it wasn't until I genuinely became concerned about the health risks of them that I quit smoking cigarettes. You know, and it's like I still just it's I don't know. It makes me mad that they can't come up with a way to make cigarettes not bad for you. You know, I know that you have met people, you have made friends at work. And it was a lot easier because you smoked.
Yeah, but it was also easier for me to try and meet girls in bars when I smoked. But then that period of my life is kind of over.
Well, sure, but that doesn't mean that it wasn't useful at the time.
No, it certainly was. But that's... I mean, the forces that conspired to make me finally want to lay them down were just... I am getting older. I am kind of worried about the health benefit, the health detriments, and I am getting sick of having to manage a habit.
Yeah.
It's just like it's starting to be a pain in the ass to always have to have them on me to go and find them if the store that I was buying them from sells out of them. And
yeah, I guess if I had smoked something that was as hard to find as the cigarettes that you smoked, it would have been. It would have been a bigger deal. Things weren't even. It must have been easier to quit those things because they weren't even really cigarettes.
Oh no, it's not easier.
Just sort of wet newspaper burning tubes.
Now there's. I thought that there wasn't that much nicotine in those, but no, there's plenty.
Yeah.
Plenty.
They were weird. The one time, like the thing is, I never. The eclipses. For those of you who don't know Mr. Skullhead personally, are what. Mr. Skullhead smoked. The only time I ever had one of those was at a time when I hadn't smoked cigarettes in a couple of years, so I have no idea how they actually compare to regular cigarettes in terms of, like, the experience of smoking them. But they smell weird and gross. But the smell got a good, got kind of a good association in my mind because I was like, oh yeah, Josh is here. I mean, Mr. Skullhead is here.
Yeah, I've grown accustomed to his stench. Like, breathing out and breathing in, and then going, what the hell's that stench?
The smell doesn't stick to you like cigarette smell does to some people, though.
No, that was why I switched to those. It just doesn't linger on face, hands, or clothing.
I never really seem to retain the smell the way a lot of people do, which is why I felt kind of... It's like I was made to smoke.
Mm.
I gotta stop talking about this, man. Buy some fucking cigarettes after the show.
That would be...
Minty Giant says, I always thought the giant pinky ring was the anti-poison accessory. Yeah, but I would be willing to put in an accessory that just made you immune to poison in a way that I would not want to do that, in a way that made you immune from all negative status effects. And because there are all kinds of different effects that you can get from monsters. Poison is just the most common one. But, you know, it's kind of like a game design principle, right? Like, stuff that's more specific can also be more powerful.
True.
Bong Connery says, have any of you guys read Infinite Jest? I have not read Infinite Jest.
By whom is Infinite Jest?
Is David Foster Wallace?
Stephen fucking Foster?
I don't know if it's David Foster Wallace or not. It is David Foster Wallace. Okay. Now, I've not read any David Foster Wallace. Hot Stuff keeps telling me that I should. But yeah. I think he keeps trying to get me to read, like, essays.
And you would rather read, like, Holmes?
Poems.
No, Holmes, as in opposed to essay.
Oh, I gotcha. I thought you were saying poems.
Oh, no.
Crackers the Cracker says, hey guys, a long time ago, before NS13, you were saying that the Bacon Stone bracelet would be replaced. So, what's its foreseeable future? Will it be replaced like you said or not? You know, I always say that I'm going to go back and reclaim old item IDs, and then I never, ever do it. So, there's getting to be a lot more gaps in the item table, because the item table is getting to be really fucking big. Sild says, can't you have gongs with three adventures left? Shouldn't it be two? No, because it should... Unless I screwed up, it should take... It should consume three adventures. Oh, okay. You should be able to use it if you have three. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. It's getting dark in here. It's getting harder and harder to type.
It's getting dark in here, so turn on some more lights.
No, it... Okay, I must have just misspoken then. It is... It should let you use it if you have three adventures. The code is checking for less than three rather than less than five. I probably just described it incorrectly. Negthazro says, for the pizzas, why not just use basic pictures with vague shapes that leave the exact ingredients up to the imagination or description? Well, the point is that we don't want to have to make 100 different pizza items. Katarina Navain says, my spell checker thinks both miniscule and minuscule are correct. So maybe it's just something that you can use both ways. So now I'm just guilty of fucking it up via inconsistency.
Maybe you like variety.
Yeah.
Some of us think it's the spice of life.
Glebe says, if you ever put any Grim Fandango reference in game, it should be that balloon Robert Frost. P.S. Be sure to rework how long skinny balloons work. Yeah. I should make it so you can make a Robert Frost out of its enchantment is that it scares birds. Or that it doesn't scare birds. That's one thing from Grim Fandango that I remember. You can bend a balloon into different shapes.
And one of them is Robert Frost?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then if you try and use it on some birds, your main character says, look out, birds! It's Robert Frost. What you actually have to do is put the balloon animal of Robert Frost or whatever else inside the bird's food dish and then fill the bird's food dish with bird food. And then they will come down and eat the food, pop the balloon, and it will scare them all away.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the sort of sensical puzzles. I got stuck on... You had a playing card in inventory. You could keep getting an infinite number of playing cards and get rid of them in various ways, I think. And there was a time where you had to use a hole punch on the playing card and then use it to, like, stop some of the air but not all of the air from being sucked out of a machine.
Huh.
And it never occurred to me to put the card in the hole punch. I thought the hole punch was a joke.
Yeah, and that's the kind of game that I would end up immediately searching for spoilers or stuff. Although, stuff like that is not quite as annoying as how the Monty Python and the Holy Grail game ended up being. Because it had some of those nonsensical puzzles, but it was also a click on everything type of game, and some of it was click on this thing 8 times with no encouragement, and then the 9th time it'll give you the thing you need to advance.
Yeah, that stuff was frustrating. Hogula says, I know what you mean about Grim Fandango. For me, the problem is compounded because I use Vista, which is unstable enough where I can't alt-tab to a walkthrough in the background without the game crashing. So far, I haven't gotten past the forest. I should really try it again, though. Yeah, I never got past the forest either. And then he says, ooh, I've never played D&D before. Would you mind being patient enough to let me play with you guys sometime? And I've been forgetting to talk about this, but Hogulus is we have an intern this summer. Hogulus is coming out for the summer. Hang around at the office for a while, play Dungeons and Dragons with us, and come up with a bunch of things that are way too much work for us to actually do. Probably, it'll be fun. So far there hasn't really been anybody that I've been really comfortable just like bossing around and yelling at and demanding that they go get me coffee and stuff.
But just if it's somebody you're not paying,
what's that?
But if it's some okay, so you're not comfortable giving orders to people that you're paying.
Yeah.
But people you're not paying.
Yeah, no, I know. How fucked up is that?
People who are there free will.
No salary equals no respect. Yeah. No, if I'm just walking down the street, I am perfectly comfortable going, give me some fucking coffee. They're just random strangers. Especially random strangers who, like, work at Starbucks. But then I end up paying them.
So,
damn.
Right. It all just falls apart.
The Dark One says, OMG, yes, come to Gen Con. Stop hating the East Coasters. Is Indianapolis suddenly the East Coast?
I suppose.
This is close to the East Coast.
How far away am I from Indianapolis?
I know. You want to come join us?
When is Gen Con?
It is like 2 weeks after Comic Con.
Yeah, I might see if... The only problem is, like... Okay, so me and my wife drive down to Indianapolis for Gen Con. Then we're in Indianapolis. What the fuck do we do for fun in Indianapolis when we're not at Gen Con?
I had a pretty good experience in Indianapolis. Some of Hotstuff's cousins were there, and there are parts of town that are relatively progressive.
That is a ringing endorsement, sir.
No, I mean, I was not expecting... The neighborhood that they lived in was really cool, and we were able to just, like, walk a couple places, get some food and stuff, like, and it was like... There are parts of Indianapolis that are equivalent to parts of, like, Seattle.
No shit.
And I did not expect that at all. I think somehow the NASCAR crowd keeps to itself in certain parts of town. It's never seemed particularly good or bad to me in the past. Like, I've flown into there going back home a few times and, all that. But, from the freeway, every town is kind of the same.
Yeah. In my... experience with Indiana was flying out there for Revenant's funeral, which, of course, wasn't going to be a smashing good time to begin with, but I didn't get a very positive impression of the place. Looks like it's 9 hours, or like 10 hours driving. And probably
not too bad.
Shorter than that flying. I think we're kind of switching places. Like, I used to love to drive everywhere, and you used to hate to drive, and now you hate to fly. No, I would rather fly.
Yeah. I mean, I had been learning to fly, but I ain't had wings. I didn't had wings.
What was being the hardest thing, Paul?
yeah, and then a lot of people...
Too late.
Huh?
Well, maybe then it's too late.
Yeah.
What?
Let's see. Sild says, shouldn't the Black Cat do both good and bad things in the spirit of BM? It could be negatively focused, for sure. Yeah, that's a good point. It should maybe also, periodically, it could figure out stuff that you are trying to stasis and scratch it to death. That's a good thing. Although, I'm not trying to stasis a goddamn thing anymore.
Oh, so they're introducing, Dennis Kucinich just introduced impeachment articles against President Bush in the Congress. That should go somewhere.
Why did he do it at 8 o'clock at night?
have no idea.
You mean literally he just did it?
I think he started at 6.
Huh. Okay. Huh. There's a section of CNN.com labeled Speedos Babies Words.
Okay.
McDonald's, Walmart, and others yank tomatoes. Cool. CNN has a sexy section now.
Apparently started at 4:15 Pacific, which is 7:15 in D.C. That's kind of random.
Bachelon says, the cat also needs to hide in a box with poison and an atom, and you may or may not have to kill it. Dev Joe says, why can't we fly our intergalactic rowboat to the moons? Because the moons are actually in a slightly different galaxy than the main planet. Galaxies mean different things.
I mean, we already let you play among the stars. Next thing you're going to want to know what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Yeah.
Greedy bastards.
Delinth says, if you have to adventure somewhere to get the Black Cat familiar, won't that stop you from being able to get 100% since you've done adventures without it? Yeah, that's a good point. Because I guess combats with no familiar count. Unless we just made you do it on a subsequent run. Like, if you just... I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying you just can't get 100% run the first time. Although, it's bad news. I have no fucking idea how anything in this game works. You have to get the familiar on the first... Alright. Maybe that's what Heartbreakers Hotel is actually, a cat adoption agency.
Channel.
Crackers the Cracker says, yeah, well, I'm not a GTA 4 fan. It is on the 360. Oh, well, okay. Okay, it is out for the 360. A bunch of people... Jesus, I'm just spewing a bunch of wrong bullshit.
Yeah, which is weird, because that's usually reserved for when I'm doing a solo show.
Ruler of Light says, allow potions to be quaffable during combat, or would this trivialize the Mighty Sorcerer's fight beyond what it already is? Well, I mean, it certainly, it would have trivialized it a lot more the way the fight used to be, because it was the reason that we had to get rid of buffs is because we didn't have to get rid of buffs, I guess, because the sorcerers used to scale, but anyway, I'm going to stop talking before I contradict reality so many times that I just vanish. You ready to get off? That was quite a deal.
Oh, I'm ready to get off the radio. Alright, I'll see you guys tomorrow. And
I'll see you guys Thursday.
Good night, folks.